Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
The one lesson that we can learn from the president's White House press corps speech that he gave, it's famous now, it's infamous now. But the one rule we have about speed jokes is that you don't explain the joke. Hey, Andy, how many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know, John. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Two. And then we're done. And then we just walk. We do not explain the jokes.
Drop the mic and leave.
It's funny because the president was having a bad night. It happens, right? But he told one of the jokes that we have told a couple of times in the last 6 years, mind you, on our speed jokes. So I know how this joke goes. But he violated the most important speed jokes rule.
I do think we need term limits in Congress. I think term limits are very important because I see what's happening. I see what's happening. The other day, a senator I knew got a text, a great guy, from his wife. And she said, when you get home, I want to have you immediately come up the stairs and make love to me. And he said, I can't do both. You know what? In other words, can't go up the stairs and make love. Does anybody get that? Well, I thought that was actually pretty good. That was actually the only thing I thought was good in this whole freaking stupid speech that they wrote. That was the only good one. And that went down with not exactly great laughter. I think, in other words, you can't go up the stairs and make love, too,
No, stop.
So we're looking for term limits. Does anybody understand this stuff?
Stop, Mr. President.
Oh, please.
We got the joke. We're not laughing, that's all. Hey, listen, I know how that feels. Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go now. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Frank Toka in Kewaunee sent one in. Kevin Osar did. Pamela in Tucson. It's spelled Pamela, but she reminds me the accent's on the second syllable. So thank you, Pamela. Bruce Gleiberman in Buffalo Grove. Vic Shields in Freeport is the owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. There's a joke from Steven, the author in Atlanta, and Night Shift Jeff of Arlington Heights, the home of Village Cycle Sports. Where have I heard that before? James Wing in Southwest Michigan. Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana. Father Ron in Peru. I got a joke from Barry and Kathy Schultz in Princeton. Judy in Elgin. And Jody Gibson of Chicago said, please send a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug to my mom. She's a huge fan, and she loves coffee. And don't worry, I'll remind her not to use it, not to touch it, don't drink out of it. Heaven forbid, don't wash it, the signature. We've warned you, we'll wash right off, but we do sign all of our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mugs. Andy, yesterday I Googled missing medieval servant.
And what'd you find?
Page not found. What do you call a dog that got run over by a steamroller? Spot. My neighbor is so bow-legged, Andy.
How bow-legged is he?
Thank you, Andy. He's so bow-legged, he has to open both doors to get out of his car.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a manager, and John Williams will star as his employee.
You know, you've been late four times this week. Do you know what that means?
It's Thursday. I'm having no luck dating, Andy.
Tough out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Let me put it this way. The last time I was someone's type, I was donating blood.
Yeah, maybe you should try a different pickup line. What are you using now?
A good one. I go, dang, girl, you are my appendix because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
I think we've identified your problem, John.
Okay, how about this one? I got another one, Andy. Stop, drop, and roll, girl, because you're on fire.
No.
I go, girl, you'd look like Venus de Milo if I just cut your arms off. Who wouldn't want to hear that, Andy?
Everyone.
I even tried, hey, girl. Are you Abraham Lincoln? Because you're causing an uprising down south.
That'll be enough, John.
Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd started a landscaping business, Andy.
So who does what?
Robert Plant and Roger Waters. When my twins were being delivered, Andy, my daughter was born just before midnight, but my son did not follow right away. The doctor said, "Don't worry, the sun will come out tomorrow."